As Robert says, it's vital that we start a public conversation about genes, genomes and genetics. But how? One way, according to a new project launched by the Wellcome Trust Sanger Institute, might be through fictional characters in modern culture, such as the X-Men film franchise. Characters like Wolverine and Storm have probably done more to increase knowledge of the terms mutants or mutation than any number of biology teachers. John Roberts is leading the study.
So I was working as a genetic counsellor in Addenbrookes, I was interested in how new genomic technology was sort of going to affect genetic counselling, and I wanted to explore how families would communicate, not just when they were discussing one gene at a time, but how potentially with a whole genome sequence they'd be discussing potentially thousands of genes at a time. So that was sort of the starting point, was kind of applying ideas from genetic counselling, but looking at how they would impact us in the era of whole genome sequencing.
Traditionally, people have maybe had a family history of a particular disease. They've gone to a genetic counsellor, had a test and said, OK, yes, it's this breast cancer gene that you've got, rather than looking at the entire genome and going, oh, what's in there?
Yes. So I think that was sort of the point at which I was coming at it, is that often when people have genetic counselling, they're coming with a specific question. And often a lot of time can be given to answering that question, kind of going through the ins and outs of a particular gene. Often the family will know about that as well. Whereas with the genome sequence, there's lots of different questions that could be asked. Yeah. And often people might not be familiar with kind of the questions or the answers they might get from a genome sequence. So it felt as if there was potentially new questions that were going to kind of arise from that, and new ways that families would be sort of interacting with genetic knowledge.
And are we talking about in-depth genome sequencing, or the kind of off-the-shelf, sort of the 23andMe type kits that people can just buy and do?
A bit of everything, really. I'm kind of interested in both it in a kind of narrow and a broad sense. So I think I'm interested in what happens when you have a genome sequence or you have a direct-to-consumer test and you find out that you've got something very specific. But I'm also kind of interested in it on the broad sense of what happens if you just go and have a genome test, you just to find out about your ancestry, and kind of how that kind of gets talked about in the family and how that might spark an interest in genetics.
What are you actually investigating, and what are some of the tools that you're using?
Particularly interested in how we can use people's own interests and their skills and their knowledge to spark an interest in genetics. So I think broadly it could be kind of thought of as bottom up as opposed to kind of top down. I'm drawing on a particular tool from sort of sociology called Funds of Knowledge that was developed primarily in the States with disadvantaged families in educational settings, that looked to bring children's and families' own skills and competencies into the classroom to kind of help with learning experiences.
So as an example, if a family really, really likes football, you could try and steer it around football to help them learn something.
Exactly. So it's been shown as quite a good way of helping people engage in topics where they might have been sort of put off before, when they sort of think it's not for them. So there's an issue in science as well, with people not sort of thinking that science is for them, or sort of not thinking they're sciencey people. And I kind of wanted to make sure that I bypassed that and tried to engage people who otherwise might be off put by, you know, reading something about genetics or genomics, and might sort of see that and think, oh, that's not for me. Whereas I wanted to make sure that I was kind of reaching a wider audience. So my starting point is finding out what people are interested in, what they're good at, what they think they're good at, and using that as a springboard to engage people with genetics.
And one of the common ways that we hear about genetics is through things like films and popular culture. I'm thinking of the mutants in the X-Men, or a film like Gattaca or something like that. Is that a really good inroad to helping people talk about genes?
I think it's an excellent way of getting people interested in it, because I think it's a huge source of people's language and familiarity with genetics. And I think it's something that shouldn't be kind of looked down on, but really respected. I think some people worry that the science in films is inaccurate or kind of overblown. But I think actually a lot of new research that looks at how people engage with films recognise that people know that and are able to kind of recognise that the science is a bit silly. But it's also their major in to knowing about science. So an example might be the word mutation. When Stan Lee created the X-Men, he originally wanted to call it the Mutants, but it was sort of voted down. as a name, because it was thought, well, nobody understands what a mutation or a mutant is. Yet now it's a common word used, and I think people have a rough idea of what it means. And I think that that popularization has come about not necessarily through sort of high-end public engagement with science, but through popular culture, films, TVs and comics.
Although sadly, for my friends who've had 23andMe tests done, it doesn't tell them that they've got X-ray vision.
Unfortunately not. No, that would be nice. And I had a friend who visited, I work at the Genome Campus in south of Cambridge, and a friend visited it and was rather hopeful he was going to get bitten by a spider and become Spider-Man, and I had to sort of rather disappointingly tell him that that wasn't the case. But I think, you know, it is often the way that people will be, you know, you talk about films, you talk about books, you talk about comics, and it gets people interested, it gets people talking, it gets their imaginations going, and that's what I really want to build on.
So tell me a bit more about the specifics of the project. So what is this research project actually going to be doing?
So it's going to be split into two parts. The first part is an online survey, sort of a broad survey that looks at people's familiarity with genetics in different contexts. So, you know, how many people have seen it in different films, different books, and it also sort of aims to get an idea of, kind of broadly speaking, what people's interests are, and if there's any overlap with things that would be particularly kind of helpful for sort of thinking about public engagement with genetics. And then after I've done the survey, I'm going to do some sort of family interviews and some focus groups that are going to look at how people kind of talk about inheritance, how they talk about films, how they talk about what they're interested in, and just sort of try and see that knowledge in context. Because I'm interested partly in what people know, but also how people use that knowledge in context. And the reason for that is that knowing about genetics, I think, is going to be quite important for empowering people and empowering families. And if you're going to empower people, you need to know not just what they know, but actually how confident are they to use that knowledge in different contexts.
And do you think maybe one day we'll see a superhero film that has a genetic counsellor in it?
I hope so. There's the film called Still Alice, I think, that's come out recently, that deals with the sort of inheritance in quite a sensitive way. But I would love to see genetic counselling kind of in film and TV, and really kind of get it into the mainstream, because I think a lot of the time people only know about it if they've had genetic counselling. So I'd love to see, I think a superhero film would be interesting. I think one of the big ways it's going to get into popular culture is through soaps. So there was the big storyline of, I think it was BRCA that came out in EastEnders. I think that's a really good way of reaching lots of people and getting ideas of genetic counselling, what genetic counselling is, into the wider discourse. It's through things like soaps.
John Roberts from the Wellcome Trust Sanger Institute. And you can find out more and even take part in his research project at www.characterofdna.com.